A new thing. God is doing a new thing. This is part two of our new series, and today it's called Do Not Fear. Well, a new thing. Well, welcome to the Daily Devotional Podcast, anchored in Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 19, which says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Hello, Malcolm here. Thank you for joining me in this January and February 2024 for the Daily Devotional Podcast aimed at inspiring our personal times of quiet with God. In the first few podcast episodes, we will set the scene by looking at the entirety of Isaiah chapter 43 before going on in the future to look at some of the characters of faith. Today, it's simply the first verse in Isaiah 43. It reads, "But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine." What are the Israelites being called to here? And what are we being called to remember? We're being called to remember the source of our redemption. That is the Lord. You see, he created and formed us just as he formed and shaped the nation of Israel. So he did that for you and me also, didn't he? He chose us. That wonderful passage in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9, "You are a chosen people." Now, that's true of the congregation as a whole, because it's written to a church here. So it's about the people, not just the individual. But within that, every one of us has also surely been chosen. We're a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. Isn't that a wonderful thought? You are his. We are his special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. He created us, he formed us, he chose us, and he encourages us, therefore, that we do not need to fear, because he has redeemed us. He took initiative. He had the power to do that, to redeem us from our sin. In Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, Paul writes, "Christ redeemed us, you and me, redeemed from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, as it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who is hung on a pole.'" He redeemed us, again, redeemed us. He emphasizes it here, in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles, as you and me, through Jesus Christ, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. See, that's why we don't have to fear. We have the Spirit. And the Lord knows you, and he knows me. He knows us by name. I mean, I love that passage in John chapter 10, verse 3, where Jesus, talking about himself, says that the gatekeeper opens the gate, the sheep listen to his voice, he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Therefore, because we are known by name, you are known by name. You're not just Joe or Jane disciple to Jesus, to God, the Father. You are known by name. Whatever your name is, he knows it. And that's why we don't need to fear. We're part of a flock that is known as a flock and as individuals. It connects with Luke chapter 12, verse 32, where Jesus speaking says, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom." Don't be afraid. So, for reflection and prayer today, what's the greatest fear you have at the moment? Can you pray it to God? Can you give him your fear? Can you give him any anxiety you have? He can handle it. So why not let him take your fears so that you don't have to live with them? I hope you find your heart, your life, your congregation, and your world inspired by God doing a new thing. Until tomorrow, take care.